Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Nubian Queen Nation. I'm Nubia. Here, we will talk about everything queenly, self-care, marriage, taking care of our royal subjects, otherwise known as our children, spouses, elderly parents, business, entrepreneurship, media, with a sprinkling in of the Most High. Stay tuned for this week's episode. All right, so here we are. I have a very special guest for you today, finishing up on this month of Women in History. I have a friend here. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend? Tell them how long have we known each other? Tell a little bit about yourself.
Oh my gosh, Sherry, I don't even remember when we first met, but you are a woman that changes the room when you walk in. And I feel like women stand a little bit taller when they're with you. I feel like you definitely have a royal sense of who you are. And I think it brings out the best, like, it's like the resonance in a room. It just elevates everyone around. So I do not remember when I first met you, but I know there's like a before meeting Sherry Taylor and an after meeting Sherry Taylor in my life. So anyway, I'm Juliana and I'm originally from California. But I am a military wife and we were moved for a season right down the road from Sherry. And I fell kind of in love with her, but it took a little bit before we became friends, because I had so much respect for her. I was a little bit nervous to.
Oh, girl, stop.
I know, because you're just such a joy. Like, I'm like, wow, everybody loves Sherry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm super honored and feel very privileged to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you are just such a ray of sunshine. I'll just have to tell you. We were fellowshipping at the same time, or we were at a mom's group, and you were pregnant, and we were trying to do a little bit of exercise. Somebody else was in charge of the class, and here she is with this big belly, and she was like killing it. All the rest of us without a big pregnant belly, we were trying to keep up, and you were like down there just killing it. And so it was, you were just a ray of sunshine from that very, very moment. And then to find out that you were a business woman and you had other children and, you know, a military spouse, I'm like, I got to get to know this lady.
I know. I felt the same about you. I feel like when the minute you smile, it just makes the room better. So I feel like that is really funny that you bring up that story, because I have three children. That was my third baby. Mm-hmm. And she like inherited all of that tenacity and then some. She's like 10 times my best. And she knows it. So she's 6 years old now. So that must have been 7 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. And I babysat for her. And my girls have babysat for her and your children.
Yes.
So, yeah. What a joy. What a joy. All your children, though. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Now I have a 15-year-old, 11, and 6-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Two boys and a girl who are pretty set to take on the world. I'm sitting outside of a little play practice for Moana. So my middle son's going to be Maui, which is so funny.
Gosh.
He's kind of like the mayor of our family. He's like, my people. And then my oldest son is a goalie on a soccer team.
Oh my goodness.
And we run a pretty healthy cadence every week.
I love what you say with something that came from you, or probably from your business, that you just squeeze it in. Like, you just get it in the nooks and crannies. How do you say that? That's the one thing I remember about you.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, so I think that everybody has different parameters. So I assume that if you're listening to this, you have a tug for more in you, and that you know you're made for more. And that you know that God did not make junk, and that even the mess that in moments of your life, it will become a message of hope for other people who will be right behind you. And I think that as a business owner, whether you have a traditional business, a brick and mortar, or an entrepreneurship endeavor, there is a really critical place as a successful person to make sure to create margin and carve out intentional time to invest in what matters most. And I've heard it best when it comes to, like, when you're 95 and you look back, what are the top things that you want your life to be about?
Mm-hmm.
Because it won't be scrolling, and it won't be, you know, what the headlines were yesterday. It will be, at the end of the day, I often think, like, if a hurricane hit my community, I'd be making chili for my next door neighbors. And I think that that's such an important understanding of, like, who you are.
Yes.
Not defined by an external source, but truly very much like your example set to me, Sherry, is holding your head high and your heart strong, knowing that you're here for a purpose, knowing that you have something to contribute. And as long as there's breath in your lungs and a purpose in your heart, that there is something you need to grow in today, because you're either, you know, living or dying. You're either growing or you know, going backwards. And exactly. I truly believe, just like as if you were to talk to a kid, you would not let a kid get by half measure.
Right.
You literally would look at them and go, get up off that couch and you move your booty. And we each have the ability to speak to ourselves as if it's like kind of almost like a voice in your head of the best version of you,
mm-hmm.
speaking to yourself like, you've got this. Mm-hmm. And I think that 95-year-old you, looking back, would say a lot more about the people in your that dynamic in your world.
Say that again.
Like 24 different times that Jesus walked away, like whether he physically walked away or whether, you know, like how to live like Jesus when you work with Judas.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of dynamic is really helpful because sometimes it might be in your family. Sometimes it might be in your neighborhood. You know, there's always a little bit of a sticky wicket somewhere in your world. And learning how to live in a different economy from a place of love and service
mm-hmm.
Really keeps you protected in your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like those are the, you know, weaving your business around your life and not your life around your business. Some of you guys have more flexibility with that. But for me, I definitely find that priorities, it's not everybody has the same 24 hours, but switching out, like, I don't have enough time to, I don't have that as a priority
mm-hmm.
is probably a more accurate reflection mm-hmm. of the, you know, the way that we either spend, invest, or lose / waste our time. And I'm just as bad as anyone else. Like, I'm very intentional with my time on social media. I'm very intentional with my investment time. And yet I still find myself like 20 minutes into watching reels. And so I think even when we're like on our A game, we still fall to little edges that we could sharpen. And that's why you're listening to this podcast, yeah. I'm sure.
Now, how do you balance your marriage and children and business? Like, because your husband has to totally be fully on with you in order for you to succeed.
Ooh, I would say, okay, so let me just speak to this real quick, because I know that not everybody is building a business right now whose husband is supportive.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really hard space.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to speak to that first before mm-hmm. I speak to my story.
Okay.
If you're in a business and you don't have the support from the closest people to you, whether that's a spouse or a family member, or your, you know, sister, mom, whatever, if someone is naysaying you very close to you, my encouragement would be, even if they don't believe in what you're doing, just say, if you can just believe in me,
mm-hmm.
I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm about. My 94-year-old me is going to have this, this, and this because of this goal, dream, and action that I'm taking today.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't understand this, I love you. And I think that the key in that is, it ties into my marriage, is really looking in your time of your week to intentionally invest in FaceTime mm-hmm. with the people that matter the most to you.
Yes.
And that FaceTime, I always hashtag my favorite FaceTime because it is my favorite FaceTime. And FaceTime, you can't just, is the lamest thing in FaceTime to be like with a toddler with a phone because you're like, where are you? No, that's the ceiling. Wait, this is busy. Like, I don't even know where your face is.
Right.
And when you have your babies and you're doing that to your 15-year-old, to your 25-year-old, to your 45-year-old, or to your 4-year-old, we really miss out on the very gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time. It's literally presence.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take a ton of time
mm-hmm.
to invest in that. And I think that it's weird, but even though we're talking about business as a mom and as a wife, you know, in a successful growing environment, what's crazy about it is if you can understand that 95-year-old you
mm-hmm.
and what that looks like, not what it looks like necessarily, but the if you were to boil it down to the five things you're telling someone, these are the things that matter most to me in my life. And this is what reflected in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, faith, fitness, family, giving back,
mm-hmm.
you know, something that was like having fun, whatever it is that is for you. And what does that look like? How
mm-hmm.
does that look like in your day? And then build that now.
Mm-hmm.
You actually have a lot more of the success that you're going for. It's not a title. It's literally a lifestyle. So in that, investing in FaceTime with your spouse or significant other. And that's where I think the book When to Walk Away might be helpful, because some of it is that you're with the person. Some of it is that you are not with that person. So if you have a family member that's not in your home and you have to kind of, you know, address you know, address life in a different way when you're around them, mm-hmm. Really protecting your on time in your business so that you're focused with fire, mm-hmm. and then present with the people. And like I said, it doesn't take a ton of time. It just takes intentional investment, mm-hmm. like a FaceTime with your fan, you know, with mm-hmm. your family. So I feel like anything where I'm sitting across the table with my man, even though it looks a little bit different right now, it might be our kitchen table right now because of military expectations. Mm-hmm. But that intentional investment of time. As a mom, I have to have my kids out of the house, like out of the room, out of my brain, because otherwise I'm always on as a mom, mm-hmm. and I need that time mm-hmm. to release. That might not meant mm-hmm. is part of what brings meaning to our life. And I think if you lose that, even though we're busy in our businesses, you still want to stay grounded in the things that make you you. Mm-hmm. It helps you be more resilient.
So let's take the next few minutes and tell us how you're, because you travel and, you know, it's okay to say your husband's in the military. How do you keep, you built a team. You built a very successful team. You're driving a very nice car that was, you know, you earned through your company, I'm sure. Tell us, how do you keep in touch with your team with your, you know, you move a lot with the military. Social media helps, but give us a little bit, talk to that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that social media, like always bringing it back to the fact that it's a highlight reel. And it's a great way to stay connected, to share information. So like maybe a private Facebook group, maintaining some sort of Instagram, maintaining some sort of connection in that way is helpful because it builds story, right? Because we're building story together. Mm-hmm. But it always makes a difference. If there's any ability to get physically together, always, always take that leap and go. Because your body will actually have oxytocin and serotonin. Like you're more likely to have more fulfillment. Take a risk. You're more willing to put yourself out into a place of unfamiliar and really take your business to the next level when you're physically huddling in a way. And if that's not physical, using something like Zoom or some sort of point of connection. Mm-hmm. I definitely write physical notes a little bit more right now because mm-hmm. people are not physically together. Mm-hmm. But in as much as you have power in most normal years, go to whatever you can to physically be around your tribe. If you can't right now to stay connected, I definitely use Voxer. Some mm-hmm. people use WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Something where the fluidity of asking information, sometimes asking for information or I'm not quite sure or I feel nervous to XYZ or, you know, anything where people are stepping out into unfamiliar, there's going to be this moment where if you were actually physically next to them, you look them in the eye and you'd say, you've got this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes virtually, that's really hard. So maintaining and building stronger relationships with the people with whom you work is really critical, but also recognizing that your free time is a little bit different. Like there's a lot more chewing the cud. There's a lot more chatting around a coffee table when mm-hmm. you're physically together. And when you're not physically together, there's a little bit less of that. And so you have to find ways to build meaningful relationships with the people with whom you work mm-hmm. in different creative ways. And mm-hmm. so having fun, I definitely throw in a dance party at the end of every Zoom that I do with my team. Because when you're moving your body, Joseph McClendon and Tony Robbins talk about that. When you're moving your body, it changes your mind. Rachel Hollis says the same thing. And I think that the cool thing is, you know, whatever you do, making sure to invest a little bit of team connection is really a higher value thing than you could put money to. Because it's the meaning that you get in your work is the relationships you build with the people that you get to do it.
So from the beginning of your business, I mean, I'm sure that you didn't just jump right to the top of your chart. It took a while, like, you know, 5 to 6, I don't know, to get from where you were in the beginning to actually see yourself driving in that, you know, is it okay for me to say what you were driving? Like you were driving.
Keep it mute. Okay. I think that, you know, people, uh-huh. I think that the point of like, you know, when you start to where you achieve the signposts of success, what mm-hmm. my mentor says, mm-hmm. You're just as successful the first day you show up. And every day that you show up with courage, you're just as successful as the day you get the signpost, whatever that is for your business or whatever it is that you're giving yourself.
I like that.
If you're an entrepreneur for yourself. You know, I would encourage taking a huge goal mm-hmm. and taking it back into bite-sized pieces so that when you hit this, mm-hmm. that you take your kids out to ice cream. Mm-hmm. When you do this, you take your, you know, you give yourself permission to, and whatever it is for you, mm-hmm. but find ways for a little celebration. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't celebrate you, mm-hmm. you literally will miss the gift mm-hmm. of who you become in the process of your success.
Wow.
So the first thing is, the probably most amazing book I ever read on this was John Maxwell's Your Roadmap to Success. Because he talks about how success is knowing your purpose in life, growing every day towards that, and helping other people along the way. And I think that when you understand that that's the key, is really knowing that every bit of what you're doing matters. And when you walk through the days where you're in a pit and you can't see the fruit, I remember going on a run one time and asking the Lord, Lord, I'm working so hard right now in my hustle and I don't see the fruit and I feel like everybody else has fruit. And I saw this tree in New England and he showed me, you are looking at everybody else's fruit, but this tree, I'm building that you are in right now. It is going to be the kind of tree that grows up and out. And my favorite book says, has branches that other people's birds are going to be able to rest up under.
Ooh, right? I like that.
So that you literally have, you're looking at all these little peach trees, but you're going to be this mighty oak and that will be unshakable. All and right. Others will find rest in that. And I think that when you have a big old goal, maintaining that huge vision and clarity, I am going there. I am building this. I am that already. I am that in training. And then really being able to scale it back to what does that mean for today? So I want to make sure that I invest in the people that I love, invest in self-care. Physical activity is critical. Like you have to get up early and physically do something with your body. I don't care if you walk, if you do leg lifts at the dishes, just move your body. It will change you. When you work on small things that are not pleasant, like physical strength, that are, I don't care if you're lifting a 3-pound weight 45 times, just do something that invests in the better version of you. Because wherever you are, you can do something. And that builds into a quarter into I Bet on Me. And I think that that is one of my favorite things, is just to say that big vision brought back to what do I do today to win the day? Because in the deployments that my husband's gone on and all the different separations, the different moves, it literally is any insurmountable foe. David had 3 stones and all you need is one. And all you need to do is win the day. And if you can win the day, you can take the mountain, but you just have to take heart. I think too many times people will look at the day, look at the mountain and think, I'm not successful because. But you actually are a radical success, because I remember I did my first sprint triathlon. I'm swimming and I was the last one out of the water. But
you did it.
I did the thing. And I remember I'm swimming and I was like, man, I'm so far. I'm not a strong swimmer, but I'm a strong runner and biker. But I'm like, man, this is so tough. It was right there at the YMCA in the stick. And I look back and I mean, I'm literally the last, I mean, like every granny passed me and I'm like, oh, but I'm still swimming. Like, come on. And I remember thinking to myself as I sighted the place I was going to end up at, to get out of the water, I kept on thinking to at first I felt discouraged because I could see where I wanted to go. Everyone had passed me, you know, every other tree has fruit. And then I started thinking, but I'm miles ahead of everyone on shore. I'm miles ahead of everyone on shore. And I just started putting myself back in that place of victory and expectation. And that positive expectancy is literally what God put in your heart. So maintaining that with the grace for your journey, but also the powerful positive expectancy that I will not have a day go by that I not grow or learn something new. So I definitely learned a ton from you, my friend.
Oh, you sound like such the leader that you are. I mean, you, I just love it. I just love it, love it, love it. So we only have a few more minutes left. I love the fact that that's what I remember you saying, nooks and crannies. So you're just squeezing this in the nooks and crannies because you're sitting in the car as your children are doing their activities. And I just want to say thank you. Where can people reach you if they wanted to? I know you always have different challenges going.
So we have this really neat, you know, health challenge that kind of gives you a reset. You can find me on Instagram at Natural Sunshine Jewel. So that's natural, like NATURAL, Sunshine Jewels, JULES, so Natural Sunshine Jewels. And then you can send me a message on Instagram, and I'd love to get to know you.
Thank you so much, my friend, Miss Sunshine. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing I would say is when you feel out of whack, when you feel out of balance, when you feel overwhelmed, take 3 deep breaths and step away from your hustle for a minute, and then go love somebody fiercely with FaceTime. For me, with my sons, I will throw the football or the soccer ball or the baseball. We'll go back and forth. And that FaceTime invests so much in them. And it's not a ton of time, but it's a rich time. So maybe you have an aging parent. Sit with them and ask them a question, looking right in their eyes. Our hearts need that soul food. And that actually serves you so much better to be able to step back and then step back into the hustle with a clearer mind and a greater heart space of love and contribution. And that's what you were made to fly with.
Tekken, do you see that was, you only have like 10 seconds left to this and you just killed it. You killed it. Thank you so much. This was last minute, but you know, I've had you on my heart. And so I'm glad that you were able to pick up that phone and we're just jumping. Like we just saw each other yesterday, but it's been a few. So thank you so much.
You're definitely a friend for life, friend.
Yes. Oh, we got to get our boys together. Got to get our boys together. Right? All right. I love you, my friend. Thank you. All right then. Thanks.
Bye.
All right then. Peace and blessings. Bye-bye. So there you have it. I will put her info down in the show notes. If you have a woman in your life that's in business, wants to start a business, share this podcast with her. Also, if you could like, subscribe, and share. So let's see here. I'd also, until next time, stay well, happy, healthy, and strong. Be sure to join me in this month's challenge, which is all about wellness, mind, body, and soul. And join my monthly newsletter at Nubian Queen Nation on Spotify or Anchor. It's also on iTunes. So come back now, you hear? This has been Nubian Queen on Nubian Queen Nation. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much for joining us today at Nubian Queen Nation. Come back and join us again in 2 weeks. Better yet, subscribe, like, and leave a comment. And if you would, please share this with a friend. Peace and blessings. Love ya, Nubia.